Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, the triune God. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. No, he sent him in to save the world. Martin Luther calls this entire gospel in a miniature. We're more used to hearing it summarized as the gospel in a nutshell. So John 3:16-17 communicates the core of the Christian message, and that is that God loves you. He loves you, and God wants you to know it. This foundation is that all Christians are to communicate to each other and to the world that God is love. God is love. In the gospel reading, this is the message Jesus was trying to communicate to Nicodemus. Nicodemus had everything going for him in the circle of the Jewish leaders. He was wealthy, had lots of money. He had the right status. He was a member of the elite Jewish council. He was considered very knowledgeable. However, there was one big problem with Nicodemus. Nicodemus had a perception of God and how to enter God's kingdom that was not correct. As a Jewish leader, he had dedicated his life, his entire life, to living this way. It was the wrong way of living. He was traveling down the road of what he thought was important, a road that suggests that unless you do everything 100% correctly, God will reject you, and he will reject you forever. Nicodemus thought that God's highest priority was to select the elite for a place in heaven and then reject everyone else. In other words, he thought God was like a grumpy old judge or an old boss who would severely punish anyone who didn't perform perfectly, and there were no second chances. A picture that some people have of Judgment Day is that there will be a huge screen with God showing a DVD or a video of your life, and that he will be fast-forwarding your story, pointing out all the sinful parts of your life, all those times that you messed up. Well, such a picture doesn't tell the whole story. It's just a small and distorted portion of your life. From what Jesus told Nicodemus and what he has told us through the Bible on Judgment Day, maybe they're showing the film. He may be there showing the film. We will all be surprised if that's happening. But here he is showing this film of your life. But he will be highlighting those occasions when you have been doing well, when you have been doing what your life should be like. Like when, he would look at things like this. Like when you were created, when you were accepted into his family in baptism, when he gave you opportunities to develop your Christian way, when he molded you as a result of experiencing him in worship, in Bible studies, in socializing with other Christians and as a result of prayer. And every time one of your mess-ups are shown, Jesus will be standing there right next to you. And he's telling you, I, Jesus, paid the penalty for that. Now, for Nicodemus, this was completely a different way of thinking. Totally different. And it's difficult, actually, for many people today to grasp. It is difficult for many Christians even to understand Jesus' way. The question for Nicodemus and for us is, are people actually experiencing the message of John 3:16-17 when they cross your path? Are they? Are they experiencing that God loves them and welcomes them, and he wants them to be safe, and he wants them in heaven? That he came to save them, not to condemn them or forget about them. That he considers them, not anyone else, but he considers them as special. We are all special people in the eyes of God. God has something special to give them, and they can't get it anywhere else. Nicodemus had many questions, and Jesus listened to them. The message God was attempting to convey to Nicodemus was that he needed to allow God to be his influence and not someone or something else. Nicodemus was looking at things from an earthly perspective. When Jesus was talking about being born again, you can almost see Nicodemus there scratching his head going, how's that going to work? I don't understand this. How can I crawl back into my mother's womb? But what Jesus was saying was, it is not about what you have to do. Not about what you have to do. It's all about what God has done for you and is doing for you right this minute. What God does is he changes you. He definitely changes you. And on the day of your baptism, God claimed you as his own. It is the day that we are committed to being in a relationship with the triune God. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, or I like the word, shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. No, he sent him to save the world through Jesus. Nicodemus was taken from the world where he was actually focused on himself and doing all the things that were required to be done so that he could be saved. He did not allow Jesus to do the work, to save him, to save us, to give eternal life, just as Jesus saves you. God demonstrates his love for the world again and again. We see his love in the Trinity. There are three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, according to the scriptures, very clearly stated. And these three persons are completely and fully God. Scriptures tell us that these three persons are God. God the Father, there is no other God. God the Son, Jesus, there is no other God. And God the Holy Spirit, there is no other God. Still, as Scripture repeats, there is only one God, one being, one essence. So today, you know, it's like it's a love story for us. We know our God as Father, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God the Father who created the heavens and the earth. God the Son who was sent for the promise of salvation for all people to believe. And by God the Holy Spirit, we are given to believe in Jesus. The Father will eternally love us as into eternity he yet gives his Son, his own Son, who as a man was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He will continue to dwell with us in unique and wonderful ways, banqueting with us in the heavenly mansions created for all who believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.